Hey guys, how's everybody doing? I had some people asking me about some of the driving side gigs I do. Wanted to kind of go through the pros and cons of a few of them. The three that I do the most often. So let's just get on the list. First, there's Uber. Everybody's pretty familiar with Uber, how it works. It's really good. If you're in a busy area, you can make pretty decent money. You are relying on how many people need a ride and how many other drivers are out there. You need a lot of people that need rides, and you need not too many other drivers out there so that you can get the requests. Someone will request a ride, and if you're the most convenient driver to them, you can go give them a ride. You get paid a certain amount per mile and a certain amount per minute while they're in the car. So that can work out pretty good if you're in a pretty busy area. I'll usually go to downtown, somewhere where people are going to the airport, going to the bar, stuff like that. Downsides, of course, you're relying on people requesting rides. It could always be a slow night. You're also kind of stuck with people. They might make a mess. They might, I've never had it happen to me, but throw up in the car, things like that. That can really put a damper on things. I've had someone bring their dog in and they got hair everywhere. I had to go vacuum it because I didn't want to pick up another rider with dog hair everywhere. But overall, Uber is really good. If I go to a nice busy area and focus on working, I can generally make $20 to $35 an hour. Another one, Uber Eats. It's kind of the same, kind of separate. If you don't like dealing with people, giving people rides, which I don't mind at all, but some people have said they don't like doing that. So you can deliver food instead of people. On the driver end, it's the same app. On the rider end, well, rider slash food ordering customer, that's separate apps. So someone would order food on the app the same way they would request a ride on the other app. The driver will get the request the same. It'll say it's a food delivery instead of a rider pickup. And you'll go to the restaurant, get the food, and then take it to the person that ordered it. I'd say the pros are you're not dealing with people. Even though I like dealing with people, there's still pros to not dealing with people. I can just listen to whatever I want, however loud I want. Put the window down, just be comfortable, be myself, instead of trying to be professional and make sure someone else is comfortable. So you can just kind of let your hair down a little bit more. That's the big pro for doing Uber Eats instead of Uber. And the con would be restaurants. They're slow. They often don't get the food ready in time. It just really cuts into your income. I've learned over time which restaurants are slow, and it's pretty consistent. The slow ones stay slow, the fast ones stay fast. So if you really know your area, you can tell when a request pops up which restaurant it's from. And I just won't accept that request if it's from a slow restaurant. Because going somewhere and waiting 20, 25 minutes for them to make the food, so then you can take it to the customer. If you end up getting $5 or $10 and spending 5 or 10 minutes, that's one thing. Spending 30, 45 minutes to get $5 or $10, that's not really worth it. So that's the big con for food delivery, is if the restaurants go slow, you're not making very much money. And the third one is very similar to Uber Eats. It's called Postmates. In fact, it's almost identical. One difference would be Postmates gives you a debit card that's their card, but they put money on it. So you can use that card to purchase the food. You go into the restaurant, order, buy it, wait for it, and then take it to the customer. Sometimes it's pre-ordered and ready, but you still use your Postmates card to pay for it. They pay a little bit better than Uber Eats, but you still have to figure out how to avoid the slow restaurants or you're not making enough per hour. So those are the three that I do most often. They're the three that I've found to be the best. There are a lot of others. There's Lyft, which is the same as Uber. There's DoorDash, which is the same as Postmates. And a long list of others beyond that. Quite a list. But I've found in my experience that Uber Eats, and Postmates give me the most pay per hour with consistent work and figuring out your area and figuring out how to do it all. So let me know if you have any questions or anything else you want me to talk about. I'd be happy to. Have a good one.